Molten salt keeps as a liquid for a wide range of temperature, and it stores a lot of thermal energy. So you can store the energy for use during the night or during the bad weather time.
So essentially, it's just a big battery.
Correct. To some sense, yes, it's a battery. It's a huge tank of sorts. It stores energy in the form of thermal energy, not electrical energy. And when you use thermal energy, you need to pump up this hot fluid and then go to the power plant to use the thermal power plant to generate electricity.
Maybe you could explain to me why energy storage is such a big problem facing the renewables industry.
Generally, after sunset, people need another 6 hours to have electricity. People go home and use a lot of electricity. So you need to supply the power if you rely on renewable energy to do that. And then energy storage is so critical. It's important. And compared to any other energy storage method, and then the thermal storage can be the very good choice because you can store large capacity of energy. People use batteries, but that's the storage capacity is very limited. So you cannot expect a power plant to have a battery to store that huge amount of energy.
Are there any negative environmental aspects or effects from the use of molten salt energy storage?
All the salt we use, there is no toxicity, and they are natural materials. For example, potassium nitrate is kind of fertilizer salt. Sodium chloride and magnesium chloride salt, these are the material people in the north use to melt snow during winter. Sodium nitrate is also well-known material. So they are friendly salts. There is no big concern regarding the environmental impact.
Hundreds of people stand to be laid off if the Navajo Generating Station here in northern Arizona closes. Could this technology potentially save those jobs?
So far, I never heard any country or even in the U.S., any kind of plan to convert a coal-fired plant into a solar thermal-based power plant yet. Once it starts running, the maintenance, the jobs of maintenance probably much less than the coal-fired plant, because coal-fired plant, you have workers to deal with how do you deal with the waste from the power plant and so on. But once the solar thermal power plant is constructed, it's really clean and the maintenance job is reduced.
Is solar power using molten salt storage a viable alternative to coal-generated power or other fossil fuels?
Yes, I think it will be widespread, particularly at this region where the solar energy resources are rich. For example, California, and they are pursuing this technology very actively. Nevada and also the Arizona. So we might completely give up gas and coal energy resources, and we can completely rely on our solar energy.
Well, Professor Lee, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.